Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Samuel Dinar is our guest. Samuel is an instructor at the program on negotiation at Harvard Law School. He is he's a marketplace practitioner. He's not just a pretty face at the university up there. He actually has been out in the marketplace like you and me. He's the co-author of Entrepreneurial Negotiation. That's a website too, isn't it, Samuel?
It is. The book has a website, entrepreneurialnegotiation.com. It has a lot of the material. It has the videos that of the interviews we use in the book, because we use actual real life test cases of successful negotiators who've made mistakes in their negotiations,
right,
and have learned from those mistakes. And we covered the 8 typical mistakes that the entrepreneurs make in negotiation. And the links to the videos are right there.
All right, so check those out, folks. And we're talking about negotiation. We're talking about the differences between a negotiation, any kind of negotiation that any of us would have, or an entrepreneurial negotiation. Meaning, when he says entrepreneurial, he's really talking. He's really thinking of startups, people who don't have as much critical mass. That's where there's a little bit of a different edge to the process. What are some other things that we need to know about entrepreneurial negotiation?
Well, we found that there are 4 factors that are really unique in entrepreneurial negotiation. They're not totally unique. They exist in other business negotiations. But what we found is in entrepreneurship, they are all very heightened. One is the uncertainty that exists around the negotiation, whether the company is going to be around, whether the technology will actually work, whether the market is going to be there, whether we're going to be early to market or late to market. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and we have to negotiate around that uncertainty from both sides of the deal. The other is complexity. A lot of times we're talking about technology that is very, very complex. Scientists, advanced technologies, and those are hard for customers or for investors to understand.
So you've got to couch the delivery of your goods in a way that converts it into a benefit and something the investor can get excited about, even though without them having to understand what the source code looks like.
Exactly. I mean, I know you take an interest in blockchain and internet technology,
yep.
And when you try to explain the blockchain technology to a small street vendor or a company, it's going to be very, very complicated. What you have to focus is the actual practical uses and the business model that's around it to make the case. So there's a difference in the language and in the depth of understanding and the complexity. And likewise, from the financial aspect, there's a difference in the paperwork around investing in high-growth companies,
right,
when they change so fast is very complex.
An example of that is not, instead of calling it blockchain contract, calling it a smart contract. That's another way of...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, what's next?
Exactly. Self-enforcing,
after complexity, what's next?
All sorts of things. Exactly. So those aspects. And then on the personal side, on the relationship side, these relationships are often long-term and very hard to reverse. If you're 2 co-founders starting a company together, and it may be that you don't know each other very well, or you know each other well but have never worked enough in such a setting, and you start together and you give birth to this company, to this technology, trying to undo that later. I work as a business mediator, and those some of the cases that I mediate is like a divorce proceeding. When you take on a customer as a startup, you're establishing a long-term relationship. If an investor gives you their money, whose company is it now? Is it your company because it was your idea and your baby? Or is it now the investor's company because they put in the majority of the money? Those issues are long-term, and they drive very high emotional stakes, and egos come into play. And that's the fourth factor is emotions and egos are always sensitized when we get to the founders and the entrepreneurial negotiations from that aspect. So those four factors have been things that we've seen that are unique and elevated in all of the entrepreneurial negotiation.
Let's go over those again. We got uncertainty, complexity, long term, and then the fourth one is, say it again.
Emotions and ego.
Yeah. Yeah, the ego thing is that this is something that's common to all negotiations. The ego will take down more productive negotiations than anything else in the world, won't it?
It will, and that's part of the main reasons I wrote this book, Jim. I've done deals over the years. I've seen a lot of money left on the table because people have not been very efficient at the deal making.
Right.
But what's more agonizing is I've seen a lot of value destroyed. I've seen companies go down the drain.
Yeah.
Because of emotions and egos and bad negotiations.
I've seen one brother hate the other brother so much he wouldn't agree to something that cost both of them millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And part of the reason I've gone into teaching negotiation and to actually mediating business disputes is helping people understand how to avoid these situations,
right,
how to identify them when they're about to happen and prevent them from having a long-term impact or responding to them correctly. And then one of the things we really
Samuel,
work
I gotta,
on
I gotta, I gotta wrap we, it up. Yep. I gotta wrap it up. I'm
yep.
sorry. Will you come back another day?
That's fine. Yeah.
We'd love to have you back. Samuel Dinar, ladies and gentlemen. EntrepreneurialNegotiation.com is the website. That's the book, too. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.